All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the team that is the hottest in the NFL. They have won 11 straight. We say good morning to Jerry Jones after yet another victory. Good morning, Jerry. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it, and I really do. But I don't, but I still do. This 11-game winning streak has just made me, as you can imagine, and candidly, so happy.
Sure.
So happy. I'd smile with my fake teeth all day long if my plastic surgeries didn't keep me from it.
Gosh.
A lot of work there.
Well, it's incredible to win 11 straight games.
It was incredible. It was a great game, and we're very pleased. Now, we have not accomplished our primary task. As an organization, we need to keep that in mind, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
What is that?
Building more retail at the Star.
Oh.
I'm very glad that that we won that game. It was not pretty.
No.
It was not pretty.
Mm-mm.
It was as ugly as some of the strippers earlier in my non-success story when I was more successful. But we won the game, came out of there with a W, and we're very proud of that. Very proud.
Yeah, you've almost got this division won now.
We always look forward to playing against that cross-eyed Sam Bradford.
Oh, come on. Don't call him that. I don't think he's cross-eyed.
Oh, we're having fun with it. You know, Sam Bradford is a very dangerous quarterback. He's very dangerous.
How so?
He can keep his eye on two receivers at one time.
Okay.
Come on, man.
You know, his eyes are kind of like mine and Gene's sex lives. They work independently of one another.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you are on the air.
But it is December. And it is.
It is.
So it's time to dack the halls with boughs of holly.
Yeah, I get it.
I see what you did there, yeah.
Because we have a quarterback that's named Dak.
Dak, yeah.
And I pay him $15 an hour, and that's a great thing. Do you know how much money I'm spending on a backup quarterback?
Yes, we know.
I hope you do. I hope you do very much.
Yeah, we're impressed by that.
Do you like them Vikings uniforms?
No.
No, they were terrible.
Kind of look like something Jerry Jr. would have come up with, didn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Got a purple from one box of crayons and a purple from another one, and they don't match up.
No, that was bad.
I haven't seen anything that ugly since the time I saw Nate Newton in yoga pants. He got into doing that yogurt there for a while.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yoga?
Yeah. Was that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
I thought yoga was a bear that lived in Jellystone.
No, that's Yogi.
Oh.
Hey, what'd you think of that new stadium up there?
Sucks.
No.
Sucks.
It looks great.
Sucks.
It looks really nice.
Hey, it holds 40,000 less than the Death Star.
Yeah, but that may make it a better football stadium, though.
No, it's only the best football stadiums are the one that hold the most. And the art in it sucks, too. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm sure some of it's pretty nice.
They just had a bunch of dogs playing poker and lesbians kissing and stuff like that. They don't have things like Skymire.
No,
that's
they don't
true.
Have Skymire.
That is true.
And their video board doesn't hang over the field of play like a giant Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you got them there, I guess, on size
right.
Again.
And it's weird because there's not much else to do in that thing other than to watch the game on the field, and how boring is that?
No, that's how it's supposed to be.
No, we still have the best stadium in all of eternity.
Yeah, that's debatable.
As a matter of fact, first thing I did after that game was to go on to the internets and give that stadium a 1-star Yelp review.
Now that's childish.
That is childish.
And Jean was pissed off, too. She hired Roosevelt to go around to all their artwork and alternate between a razor blade and a bucket of red paint.
Oh,
terrible.
Man.
Yeah, she had to get Roosevelt to do it because none of our grandkids were with us.
Yeah, notice that. No kids in the booth last night.
Yeah, they got grounded from road games.
Oh, wow.
Why is that?
They got into Grandma Jean's box of wine collection, and they threw a big party that resulted in $200,000 of Highland Park PD hush money.
Oh, no.
So So they got ground. Hold on a second. My red phone's blinking here. It means I got a call coming in. Hold on. I got to take this.
Hello. Why, yes, Mayor Rawlings. Yeah, we're getting it ready right now. Yeah. We'll send the parade route over after a little bit later this morning. Yeah, I was looking at it, and I think we ought to go right down Main Street and take a ride on Houston Street and then a sweeping turn onto Elm Street. Yes, I'll be in the convertible waving at all the fans. No, nothing can go wrong. No, we'll send it over. Thank you. Sorry about that. I had to take that.
Yeah, I think that route's been taken before, Jerry.
What's that now?
I'll send over some info on that from the internets.
I find it interesting that nothing can go wrong.
Well, I don't want to go on the air with that, but you got to go ahead and plan the parade.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
you got to plan that parade. You got to be ready in case we win that Super Bowl, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe when I get on Elm Street, I finally get it through my head that people don't want me GMing.
Let's hope not.
Good morning to you, sir.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.